Good afternoon. Welcome back to another episode of Cole and Milo After 3. Today we will be discussing the Antonio Brown issue once again, Iowa basketball, UNI basketball, and Iowa women's basketball. So first, let's talk about Antonio Brown. If you haven't heard yet, which if you're watching this podcast, obviously you're following up on social media, you probably already know that Antonio Brown has signed to the Oakland Raiders. Not a lot of people predicted this was going to happen, but I guess it did. He got what he asked for. He got a lot of money for it, and he got his way in the end. So, Cole, what do you think?
Well, so earlier in a different episode, we talked about who we thought Antonio Brown would go to. I said I thought the Buccaneers would go, or he would go to the Buccaneers, and you said the Bengals. And neither of those guesses were correct, but I mean, Antonio Brown got the trade that he wanted, so good for him. But I remember him complaining about the Steelers not winning enough, and then he wanted to go somewhere else. So I'm questioning why he went to the Raiders.
Because Raiders and Cardinals, I think, were tied or close. Don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure the Raiders were one of the worst records in this season. The Steelers, I think, made it to the playoffs.
I think.
Possibly.
Or close.
They were close. So, I don't think Antonio Brown's using his brain, his full brain. But, I mean, yeah, good for him. Like you said, he got his trade, got his money. And I think it was actually a lot of money.
Also, he had a duo on the other team with him and Juju.
Yeah, Juju.
And then also he had a great quarterback with Ben Roethlisberger, and now a questionable Derek Carr.
Questionable.
And Amari Cooper is not on the Raiders, and Khalil Mack is also not on the Raiders, and I feel like that's what cleared up some space for Antonio Brown to go over to Oakland, soon to be Las Vegas Raiders.
What are you talking about, man?
No, they're going to Las Vegas.
Wait. I didn't know this was happening. This is live, so guys,
Vegas.
I did not know this was happening. We're getting a report now.
Look, Las Vegas.
Las
Raiders
Vegas
Stadium
Raiders
Stadium
update.
Oh
my gosh. Oh, all right, guys, okay. Just breaking in to the studio.
That's like old news, though, honestly.
I mean, I knew that they were moving, but I didn't
know
it was
know
to
where?
Las Vegas.
I don't like that. That doesn't ring. The Vegas Raiders.
Vegas Raiders. They should change their team name, honestly.
The Vegas
Raptors sounds much better.
Oh, that does actually sound
Vegas
pretty
Raptors.
Good.
That sounds way better.
Okay, so
you heard it here first. Yeah. Vegas Raptors. There you go.
Let's get on to the Iowa women's basketball. Very impressive.
Megan Gustafson is a legit god. You cannot stop her. She will get a layup and score in the post every single time. I tell you, 45 points in the game. She's got to be the number one in the WNCAA right now.
Yeah, also, like, you say, oh my gosh, 45 points. She had 48 points in the Big Ten tournament last year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's even more than this year.
She's just dropping
as a junior.
Banger
like,
after banger. Like
she, oh my gosh.
Like, you don't even know how good she is.
That's the unfortunate part about, I think we, did we talk about the WNBA in one of our episodes?
No, we haven't.
But they don't
we
get
did,
paid a lot.
Actually, we did. We did talk about how WNBA players don't get paid much money.
Megan Gustafson deserves that. If
she deserves
went
that
to the
NBA
like,
pay.
Yeah, like, she's so good. But, yes. Okay, let's talk about the Iowa, or not so impressive, Iowa men's basketball. So far, the season has started out okay, but on a 5-game losing streak.
Rip.
Yeah, what are your thoughts?
I don't know. I don't know if they can pull this team back together. They, like you said, 5-game losing streak. It's just not, I mean, we started off the season real strong. We were winning game after game. But now, yeah, right there. Lost 5 in a row. Ohio State, 90-70. Rutgers, 86-72. Wisconsin, 65-45. 45 points. Megan Gustafson scored that many points
in
one game.
Against
and the whole Iowa men's team lost. Having only 45 points. That shows you how we are doing this year. Nebraska, close game, 93-91.
In overtime.
In overtime, yes.
Blew a, what, six, I think it was a 6-point lead at, when I was watching in only a few minutes. But, okay, our chance to redeem ourselves is the Big Ten tournament. We are the number 6 seed. We have the first round bye, but then play either Northwestern or I can't remember the other team right now.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
But I know we, with a record of,
Yeah, what is our record?
It's, let's see.
Let's find
here.
It.
Here.
I, 10?
No, 21 and 10.
Oh, yeah, 21 and 10.
I mean, that's pretty good, but,
Could be better.
Yeah,
it, could be
it definitely could be higher with the losses to unranked Ohio State, unranked Rutgers, and Nebraska. I'm really hoping we can pull ourselves together.
Yep.
And that the 91 points scored on Sunday will bring the team back into higher spirits, even if we lost.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so now we have the UNI basketball, men's basketball team. Went to their Arch Madness, that's their conference's championship, or tournament.
Yeah.
They made it all the way to the championship, beat, I think, the number 2 seed, and started off, I think they had a 18-point lead at one point in the game, in the first half. Bradley, they faced Bradley, they only scored 15 points in the first half, and UNI was up by, like, 15, and they ended up losing and missing the last second game winner shot.
UNI?
Yeah.
UNI lost?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And, yeah, that's a toughie because their regular season was not great and they would not have made, they're not going to make the tournament because of their losing record, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But that tournament was their chance to make it. Mm-hmm. But Bradley will go in their place.
Well, that's all we have for you today. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure to come back. I don't know. Sometime. Just anytime. Watch the show. Hope you guys enjoyed it. See you later. Peace.